Welcome to episode 14 of Growing with Books by Shekhar Srinivasan. In this episode, I share some of the lessons that I've learned from the epic encounters I've had in college. It was a rainy August morning of the millennial year. I was excited to witness what was in store for me at the most prestigious college of engineering. Like any enthusiastic student on his first day at college, I was walking down the building hallway in search of my classroom. Within a minute and out of nowhere, I found myself surrounded by a group of senior students. A palpable sense of perverse pleasure appeared on their faces, like the one that you'd find on that of a predator on finding its prey. Believe it or not, this was my very first encounter with ragging. In a powerful voice, Jaideep said, "Do you see the two ladies of our group? You have to rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. Very gullibly, I asked, "On intelligence?" Jaideep said, "No, you idiot, on attractiveness." This was my very first experience with such an exercise. In my entire life, up until that moment, I had never mustered the courage to speak to a girl, leave alone, rate them. Right at this moment, I recalled a book on ragging by Srikanta Ghosh. In an attempt to sound smart, I asked, "Why should I rate them? Am I recruiting them for a fashion show?" Jaideep was annoyed and threatened me. "Do you want to get through engineering?" Now I was scared and the message had sunk in. Trembling with fear, I stepped up and rated one of them as a 9 on 10 and another as an 8 on 10. Now the ladies were as furious as they were curious. It was their turn to have some fun. One of them walked up to me and asked, "Why on earth did you rate me lower than her?" Generally, such questions from a woman would scare even the most seasoned of artists. But wasn't I, the geeky nerd, beaming with confidence, eager to offer my pricey feedback? Embracing the moment and with my nose up in the air, I said matter-of-factly, "Why don't you lose another 10 pounds and I'd rate you a 10 on 10? That expression on the girl's face was unnerving and haunts me to this day. It taught me an important lesson. Honesty is not always the best policy. A great diplomat is a man who remembers a woman's birthday but never remembers her age," said Robert Frost. It was another fine day as I entered the gate, being awestruck by the magnificent campus. I still hadn't wrapped my heads around the fact that I had been admitted to this college. In the parking lot, I noticed a senior old man parking his old Vespa. He wore a trouser that was 3/4 of his feet length, a pair of old flip-flops, and an archaic brown t-shirt with the buttons left wide open. He had an ancient cloth bag on him and walked in an eccentric manner with his helmet on all the way inside the building. For a moment, I was reminded of Neil Armstrong walking in his spacesuit. A few hours later, I was seated with my friends at the cafeteria having idli sambar. My seniors were seated two tables away from us, waiting to place an order. Again, I noticed the same man walk into the canteen straight towards them, engaging in a conversation in the local Marathi lingo. His hair was all disheveled and messed up. From a distance, I could barely pick up any details from the conversation. Growing impatient and curious to learn more about this man, I quietly inquired from my friends if they knew who he was. Being new to the institute, they were equally surprised and curious at his peculiar gestures. To escape from being reeled into the clutches of our seniors again, we avoided inquiring about this man from them. After our lunch, Tushar and I decided to snoop around a bit and followed him quietly. About 100 meters further down the straight road from the cafeteria, he stepped into a laboratory, shutting the door behind him. Now we thought that perhaps he might have been a member of the laboratory staff. Next morning, we were seated gossiping in the classroom, while Jay, one of our talented friends, started mimicking his eccentric gestures. Suddenly we heard an introduction. The deep and majestic voice reverberated across the entire corridor. Our eyes went up on hearing that introduction, and we were dumbstruck to realize the same gentleman introducing himself as the head of the engineering department. Imagine the humility of this gentleman who was a postdoctorate in engineering, and not for once did he appear to wear his credentials up on his sleeves. My heart filled with regret and embarrassment, having passed a value judgment on him. I learned an important lesson that day. Never to judge a book by its cover. Thank you very much.